Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA is getting feedback from the poultry industry and many other groups on its salmonella reduction plans. Gary Crawford has more.
The CDC estimates that in the U.S. every year, over 1.3 million people get sick because of salmonella bacteria, and of those people, about 325,000 are made sick by consuming poultry products that have salmonella bacteria in them. The Agriculture Department says over the last few years, there's been a lot of work done to reduce levels of salmonella in poultry, and it's worked. Levels are down, but the numbers of poultry-related illnesses from salmonella are not down, and so
we should prioritize reducing salmonella illnesses attributed to poultry products.
Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture Sandra Eskin opening up an online all-day public meeting the other day designed to get feedback on USDA's recently released framework of proposed actions it would like to take. Three components to the plan. First,
requiring incoming flocks that be tested for salmonella before entering an establishment.
The establishment, of course, the poultry processing plant. Next component would involve enhancing the practices inside the plant to monitor and reduce contamination. Third component, setting up an enforceable standard for salmonella levels in finished consumer products.
We want to better ensure that poultry products with levels or types of salmonella contamination that can make people sick are not sold to consumers.
So that's the framework for the suggested actions, most of those actions somewhat controversial. That first component, to require flocks to be tested before going into the processing plants, lots of opinions expressed on that one. Here's just a sample.
Sampling for salmonella at the farm level is an unfair burden to the small American farmer.
The focus should be on public health outcomes.
The proposed component will do nothing to improve public health besides removing chicken from the meat case.
If regulations like the ones being brought about are put through, I can assure you that many small chicken farms across our country will fold. Testing for incoming flocks has potential benefits.
I think this is a good approach.
Salmonella is essentially ubiquitous in birds, and we probably need to promote a little bit better handling amongst consumers.
We support requiring incoming flocks to be tested as part of...
And so it went all day with USDA Sandra Eskin promising
many more conversations to come.
She says this is just the beginning of the process to hear all the views, study all the science, craft a set of concrete proposals that would actually reduce the number of human illnesses from salmonella in poultry products. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great day. We'll see you back here again tomorrow.